The Criminal Justice Subcommittee will come to order. Ben, please call the roll.
Chair Trunau?
Here.
Vice Chair Barnaby?
Here.
Ranking Member Rayner?
Present.
Representatives Abbott?
Here.
Baker?
Here.
Brackett?
Here.
Bracy Davis?
Here.
Brannon?
Here.
Casello?
Here.
Garcia? Gottlieb?
Here.
Jock?
Here.
Michael? Plakin?
Here.
Silvers?
Here.
Stark?
Here.
Tuck?
Here.
Yarkoski? We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ben. I want to remind everyone to please silence their cell phones. Also, as a reminder for our members, please ensure that you turn your microphone on when you are speaking and off when you are finished. I also request that if you are speaking today, fill out a public appearance card. Okay. Reminder for everyone, there's 19 days before Christmas. Is everybody ready? All right, today we'll be considering four bills. HB 75, impeding, threatening, or harassing first responders. HB 187, anti-Semitism. HB 401, tracking devices and applications. And HB 485, return of weapons and arms following an arrest. To get started today, we're going to start with Representative Rizzo in HB 75, threatening or harassing first responders. Representative, you are recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Member, and members. Good morning. HB 75, that I affectionately call our HALO bill, would serve to create a 20-foot buffer for first responders, which include emergency medical personnel, firefighters, and law enforcement officers, in instances where said responders feel that the actions of others are intended to impede, threaten, or harass them in the execution of their job duties. That is the bill, and there is an amendment.
Thank you. Questions, member? Members, questions on the bill? Representative Brackett, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Representative Rizzo, good morning. I know a couple years ago we changed some things as far as first responders and added some water and water facility personnel and so forth to that, linemen. Does your bill cover that, or is there any intention to cover that?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Representative, this bill at this moment does not cover that, and I know there's been a little bit of talk about it. I'd like to actually pursue that with you, and perhaps include them. They have been deemed first responders in emergency situations, and so there may be a possibility to add them in this bill.
Thank you. Representative Cassell, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep, this 20-foot buffer, I love the bill, the premise of the bill, having been a first responder most of my life. That 20-foot halo we talk about, will that follow the incident around? Sometimes there's a moving situation on a scene. Does that 20-foot barrier follow that around, or once that 20-foot barrier is established, it's established?
Representative, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for that question, Representative. The way that I interpret this is that it is meant to follow that first responder. So in other words, you yourself being a first responder, and having a great career, and thank you for that service. You yourself know sometimes in a triage situation, you may have 3, 4, 5 people. You may have instances where you have to move around. So this actually would create that buffer around you in that instance of you being the first responder.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Representative Gottlieb, good morning. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. My question is really more or less, and first of all, I support the bill. I appreciate the language that you worked with the First Amendment Association Southern Poverty Law and myself last session, and it's incorporated here. My concern is, as a somebody who practices in the space, so for instance, we deal with like 1,000-foot rules that are measurable. For court purposes, you know, because I see this bill as protecting both the person who is watching the law enforcement engagement as well as the law enforcement officer, how are you going to prove, how does one prove 20 feet in court if the officer says step back and the person doesn't step back or is at 19 feet, let's say, how's that going to be proven, do you know?
You recognize.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative. So, you know, I would say I'm not an attorney.
Right.
And I would say that, you know, when you're in court, you know, as you know, being a practicing attorney, you get differing views. But facts are facts. And then it's kind of, you know, the job of the attorneys, the judge, everyone involved to kind of whittle down to those facts. 20 feet is something measurable, and law enforcement personnel in the state of Florida are trained at 21 feet, actually, to go ahead and defend against attack by a blunt weapon or simply just an attack, a run-up on that first responder, that law enforcement officer. 20 feet is actually from the corner of this dais to the very corner of that armrest at the very front, and it's the same distance this way as well. You know, I mean, it would be, what is 20 feet, and how do you measure that, right? I would say that if it comes to that, then it's a case of the officer's training, the judgment. Is there any video or pictorial evidence to say what that distance was? And is it relative to something that you can measure it and say that that is within the realm of possibility of being that 20-foot mark or less or past that? But, yeah, I would say that if it ever gets to that, then it's something that it's up to attorneys and people to then kind of justify and quantify exactly what that distance was.
Follow up.
Thank you, Chair. So as I understand your answer, you're talking about 21 feet is the distance that somebody can close in a certain number of seconds to cause harm to an officer. Is that why you picked, am I correct in that assessment, and is that why you picked 20 feet?
You're recognized.
Yes, sir. Originally, and thank you, Chair. Originally, the bill called for 30 feet, and then working with several members, including yourself, we whittled it down to 20 feet, saying that was more or less a very measurable distance for purposes, you know, for your last question, but also to offer a very safe distance for law enforcement personnel and first responders. But yes, they are trained that that is enough of a distance to be able to defend themselves if, in fact, they're being attacked somehow.
May I ask one more?
Just one more.
One more brief.
You recognize.
Okay. And just to be certain, once I'm outside that 20 feet, I can speak, film, or do whatever I want as long as I'm outside that 20-foot halo. And when I say whatever I want, not causing harm to the law enforcement, I can video, take pictures, and even talk if I choose to as an observer.
You are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. That's absolutely right, Representative. This in fact, is nothing to infringe on a First Amendment right.
Ranking Member Rayner, you are recognized.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. And Representative Rizzo, thank you so much for speaking with me about your bill. I just, when we are thinking about in the bill where you indicate, you know, intentional infliction of emotional distress, in the law we have different standards. We have a standard for what it would be for a doctor, what it would be for, you know, a reasonable person. Are you open to possibly defining what that standard would be for a law enforcement officer? Because most certainly that standard would be different than it would be for me, right? And just to make sure that there's just, you know, tightness with the bill.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I certainly am open to it, and I say that, again, being a non-practitioner of the law, not being a student of the law. I don't know if that's opening up a Pandora's box. Sometimes, you know, you just don't know what you're getting into. But I definitely would be open to that.
Seeing no questions, are there any amendments? We have one amendment. Amendment barcode number 169037. Representative Rizzo, you are recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Chair. The amendment adds peaceful photographing to the list of conduct that does not constitute harassment. It also specifies that the peaceful audio and video recording, photographing, and observing of a first responder is, by itself, does not constitute harassment. It removes the prohibition against physically preventing a first responder from performing his or her lawful duties. We feel that this is duplicative language that's in the bill. It specifies that a threat to the first responder must be a threat of physical harm to be captured by the bill. And it also makes other minor technical changes to conform the remainder of the bill to the changes above. And that is the amendment.
Members, questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions, public testimony on the amendment. We have no appearance cards on the amendment. Members wishing to debate on the amendment. Representative Rizzo, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
I waive close.
If you are in favor of adopting the amendment, signify by saying yay. Opposed, no. By your vote, the amendment is adopted. Back on the bill as amended. Is there public testimony on the bill? We have Pamela Birch, Florida State Conference, NAACP. You are recognized. Ways in opposition, sorry. Lisa Henning, Florida State Fraternal Order of Police, proponent. Thank you. Waves in support. Jonathan Weber, SPLC Action Fund, opponent. You are recognized.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. My name is Jonathan Weber. I'm the policy director for the SPLC Action Fund. First, I'd like to thank the sponsor for taking the time to meet with me to discuss this bill. We owe it to ourselves to have an open, respectful discourse, even when we disagree. And for that, I'd like to thank Rep. Rizzo for his cordial meeting and for dedication to hearing all sides. I'd also like to thank the sponsor and others for ensuring that the peaceful recording or observing a first responder by itself can never be construed as harassment. This is a really important detail, and we appreciate it. However, despite this welcome and necessary distinction from the Senate version of the bill, we must still ask you to vote no today. We are uncomfortable with the range of 20 feet and how an officer would enforce that length. The bill analysis, I think, does a really good job asking where this range starts and ends. Like, is it from where the first responder was standing when they issued the warning? Does it move with them as they move? What about people in small apartments or hallways or the sides of the highway or even people on boats? Where are they supposed to go when 20 feet is physically impossible, impractical, or even dangerous? So because of the delicate language of our constitutional rights and the guarantees of due process, it is vital to get the wording of a bill like this just exactly right. And while I completely appreciate the sponsor's intent to protect first responders from harassment, until some of the vagaries of this bill are sorted out, we must ask for your no vote today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next is Nisha Rose Hines, ACLU of Florida, waving in opposition. We have Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waving in support. We have Stephen Slade, Florida PBA, waving in support. That's all we have. Members wishing to debate. Representative Bracey Davis, you are recognized.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Rep, for reaching out to me and having some really good discussion about this bill. Appreciate the difference between this bill the first time I saw it last session and now. Thank you for listening and adding some, I think, really important changes. There are still some things with this bill that concern me. The Senate companion concerns me to no end. I know that's not the discussion of today, but that does concern me. Also, as was already mentioned, I think in public testimony, that there is some subjectivity to this bill that I think we still have an opportunity to overcome. The same talking point that I said last time I saw this bill, I'm going to say again, that I represent a majority-minority district. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that oftentimes with certain communities, there is some concern as it relates to the police. And it's not lost on me when we talk about George Floyd and how we know what happened with George Floyd is because people who perhaps were within or closer than 20 feet were able to record and kind of tell the story of what happened. So I'm concerned about this bill. I'm appreciative that you have made it better, but I still believe that it is subjective. And on today, in its state right now, I will be a no vote.
Thank you. Ranking Member Rayner, you are recognized.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. First, Representative, thank you so much for our conversation that we had yesterday with regard to your bill. You know, I think that I've made it clear where I stand and some of my consternation with this bill, but I do appreciate your willingness to work and make it better. You know, I think that I feel like this bill would be actually better as a strict liability crime, that you take the emphasis on how people feel and all of some of the vague language that the bill, the staff analysis refers to out, and you just make it a strict liability. I know that you are willing to have some conversations with me about that. I also was able to talk to a friend of mine who is a former law enforcement officer and who it was an excellent cop. And, you know, she indicated to me, like, she's like, yeah, I want people to be back 20 feet because, A, it's safety for me, but also safety for the person that I'm having this encounter with, and that, you know, and I don't mind to the point, and I appreciate that your bill included this information. She's like, I don't mind if people be photographed or videotaped me because I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was doing my job. And so, you know, perspective is everything, and having a dear friend of mine that I was able to really have a conversation with, you know, is going to allow me to vote up on this bill with a caveat. I know, shocker, everyone. I look at my good friend Lisa Haney back here looking at me. But no, I mean, I am, with a caveat, going to vote up on it. And I gave you my word that I will. And with the hopes that, you know, we can continue to work together to make this bill the best bill, that I don't think that public safety, law enforcement safety, and allowing the public to be able to photograph, I don't think those things are mutually exclusive, and I feel like we can actually come and find a way to make this work. So I am willing to work with you on that if you're willing to work with me on that. So that's why I will be a yes vote today. However, you know me, if we don't work together, we'll have a different conversation. But today, as of today, I will be up on this bill.
Thank you. Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I'll be brief. Law enforcement officers are not supposed to have discretion in the field, but obviously, you know, they have to make certain arrests in certain situations. The length of an average car, a standard car, is 15 feet. The length of a pickup truck is average 22 feet. So, you know, it's just, I don't think it's that difficult an estimation for an officer to say, look, you're too close to me, please stand back. I think from my perspective, it actually provides a reasonable guideline to an individual who wants to sit there and protest an arrest to be able to do so by just stepping back a foot or two to give the officer a place where they can work from a position of safety, or to render medical treatment from a position of safety. And if we have individuals who simply, if they listen, and I just won one of these cases because the Ring doorbell actually saved my client, believe it or not. You know, but I just see it as, in today's world, a necessary evil to give law enforcement officers, because I did a bill very similar to this where I gave a SWAT medic the right to carry a firearm. And I see the need for officers to have the ability to protect themselves, to do their jobs, same with first responders. And unfortunately for the people to also, like my colleague said, be able to film so that we know about situations like George Floyd, but to do so from a zone of safety, as you call it, the halo, that creates a safe situation for everybody involved. I also know that it's a work in progress, and that hopefully you'll address the concerns that you're hearing from other members today. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Rizzo, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you to everyone that's listened, that's worked, to get this this far. This is the fourth session that I've filed this bill. Second time, third committee that's heard it. Last session, it was heard. It passed this committee with some bipartisan support, and there were some no votes. Christmas came early for me. This is my Advent gift that hopefully Ranking Member Rayner will vote up on the bill today. So that's something that's very positive. And the conversations that we continue to have with my colleagues across the aisle, you know that my commitment is to continue to work to get this bill in the right posture where we can all, hopefully, if it gets to the floor and we get to vote on it, that it will be a unanimous vote, yes. But that's what we want. We want, and I've worked with so many of my colleagues, so many of the staff members have come back and continued to work with us. Chair Trunow has been working with me as well, as all of you know. And so this is truly a work in progress. But I think it's gotten better. I think we all can agree that it's gotten better, that people feel very confident with this. And I hope that all of you will feel confident. And with that, I ask for your favorable support. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Representative Rizzo, having closed on his bill, Ben, please call the roll on HB 75 and announce the vote.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Bracey Davis?
No.
Brannon?
Yes.
Casello?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Jock?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Blaken?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
Stark?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Yarkovsky?
Yes.
16 yeas, one nay, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Chair Trunow.
Show HB 75 reported favorably. Merry Christmas. Next, we will hear HB 401, Tracking Devices and Applications by Representative Oberdorf. Representative Oberdorf, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Chairman Trunow. Members, I was approached a little while back by a police department, and they asked for some help. And with the evolution of technology, they were having an issue with tracking devices. Out of that comes House Bill 401. And within House Bill 401, it basically expands upon current law, but it now looks at the addition of the word placing or placement into the law. It also covers the use of a tracking device. And finally, it allows now for, through the increase in penalties to a third-degree felony associated with this, it allows for search warrants to be issued so that you can actually find out that this is happening. Members, I'm available for questions. Thank you. That is the bill.
Thank you. Are there questions of the members? Any questions? I don't see any questions. Are there any amendments? I see no amendments. Is there public testimony on the bill? Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance. Thank you. Waving in support. No other cards. Are there any members wishing to debate? Representative Plankin.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to thank you for taking my question. I think it was yesterday or the day before about parents will still be able to track their teenagers, because I think that's probably important for a lot of parents out there. So thank you for reassuring me that that will indeed still be allowed. And I'm a yes on this bill today. Thank you.
Thank you. Ranking Member Rayner, you're recognized.
Thank you so much. Rep. Oberdorf, I am going to try not to get emotional about this bill. As someone who has been a victim of being tracked, I wish that this bill was in place and this law was in place a while ago. Thank you for this bill. Thank you for this really good bill. Having friends who have been victims of having things installed on their phones without them knowing, air tags, all of those things, and really there being not a lot of recourse for them except maybe filing an injunction and hopefully praying to God that that happens. And friends of mine who are law enforcement officers saying that their hands are tied. I appreciate this bill. And this is why we say policy is personal, right? And so I thank you for your consistent support of survivors, whether it's a trafficking bill, whether it's something like this. I appreciate you. And I wanted to put that on the record. It's one thing just to tell you personally, but I also want to thank you for that. So as someone that this impacts personally, I'm very appreciative of you bringing forth this good bill.
Thank you. Representative Oberdorf, you are recognized to close on your bill.
With the eloquent words of Ranking Member Rayner, I close.
Representative Oberdorf, having closed on his bill, Ben, please call the roll on HB 401 and announce the vote.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Bracey Davis?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Casello?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Jacques? Michael?
Yes.
Flaken?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
Stark?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Yarkoski?
Yes.
Chair Trunow?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Show HB 401 unanimously in favor. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you all.
Next for consideration today is HB 485, Return of Weapons and Arms Following an Arrest by Representative Brackett. Representative Brackett, you are recognized to present your bill from your seat or the podium, whichever you want to do. You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Vice Chair, Ranking Member, Committee Members, House Bill 485 requires a law enforcement agency to return any weapon or firearms that are seized from a person following arrest that were not seized for the purposes of evidence. That is the bill.
Thank you. Members, questions on the bill? Seeing no questions on the bill, are there any amendments? There are no amendments. Is there any public testimony? We have Jennifer Pritt, Florida Police Chiefs Association, waving in support. Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waving in support. Thank you, waving in support. Seeing no more public testimony, members wishing to debate. Representative Baker, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I just wanted to thank you, Representative Brackett, for reaching out to me and answering all my questions on the bill. I wanted to make sure that this did not impact any gun confiscation of those who are arrested for domestic violence. You went above and beyond to answer that question and make sure that was smooth, so I wanted to thank you very much. It's a good bill.
Thank you.
Questions? No debate, sorry. Seeing no more debate, Representative Brackett, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Wave closed, Chair.
Having waved closed, Representative Brackett, Ben, please call the roll on HB 485 and announce the vote.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Bracey Davis?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Casello?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Jacques?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Flaken?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
Stark?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Yarkoski?
Yes.
Chair Trunow?
Yes.
18 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Chair.
Show HB 485 reported favorably. Thank you. Merry Christmas. That's right. Yeah. And next we'll have HB 187 by Representative Gottlieb. You are recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Chair, Vice Chair, and committee members. Members, I'm proud to present House Bill 187. Basically, what this bill does is simply defines anti-Semitism, which was not in Florida statutes. Believe it or not, despite the fact that I followed it on October 10th, it was not filed in response to the atrocities that are taking place between Hamas and Israel right now. It was anti-Semitism was up, I think, 38% last year and almost 400% this year, if not greater, since then. And really what this does is the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance passed a working definition of anti-Semitism in 2016. It's been adopted by 35 different countries, and Florida statute, other than in the education sector, is devoid of a definition of anti-Semitism. So all it's doing is taking that working definition and placing it into Florida statutes so that we can address acts of hatred. In order to further define it, there are guardrails in the bill in terms of it gives examples of what would be anti-Semitic language, and that is what the bill does.
Thank you for that. Members, questions on the bill? Seeing no questions on the bill, we have any amendments? Seeing no amendments, we have public testimony. We have one, Marnie Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waving in support. Thank you, sir. Members, we're in debate. Any debate? Seeing no debate. Representative Gottlieb, you are recognized to close on this bill.
Thank you, Chair. I understand that there are some concerns on this bill as it relates to the First Amendment. I will say that I've reviewed the bill. I think it complies with the First Amendment because we're dealing with hate speech, and hate speech is not permitted under the First Amendment. So, therefore, I think it's a good bill. I'm looking forward to your support. I am open if anybody feels that the bill can be amended or made into a better product, certainly to listening and trying to get there. I think it's a great product as it is, and I hope for your favorable support.
Thank you. Representative Gottlieb, having closed on his bill, Ben, please call the roll on HB 187 and announce the vote.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Bracy Davis?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Casello?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Gottlieb? Jock?
Yes.
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Plakin?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
Stark?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Yarkoski?
Yes.
Chair Truno?
Yes.
18 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Chair.
Show HB 187 reported favorably. Happy Hanukkah. Well, I would say today that I'm happy to that all the presenters talked to the committee members and expressed their concerns and were able to work through their differences along the way, and saves a lot of time when we get here to committee and makes it a lot more enjoyable to get in here and get it done and move on to the next thing. We have a lot going on. So that concludes today's meeting. Members, if there are no further business, Representative Tuck moves we rise without objection. Meeting is adjourned.
Sorry about that, Chair.